Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the TGI Friday edition of the March 22nd Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller back. Thank you for the day off yesterday. Much needed, but we have a lot of work to do, so let's roll up our sleeves and catch up because there's a lot going on not only today, but also ahead of this eclipse. I have a Sedona announcement at the end as well, by the way, so you'll have to catch that at the very end. Let's look at today's chart. There's a double yod in today's chart. Yep. Right out of the you can't make this up department, we have two yods in today's chart. And that is, what, about 2 days thereabouts ahead of the lunar eclipse on Monday. The first yod comes and goes today, and the second one sticks around. So the fast one, the one that comes and goes, has the moon at the top. Therefore, it will break up today. At the base of that one, though, is the still-separating conjunction of the Sun and Neptune at one side of the base, Pluto at the other. If you're not familiar with yods, it's the what they also call the witch's hat, just because it's that long, tall triangle. Doesn't have anything to do with witchcraft. Come on now, stop it. It's signs in the sky from God. But the formation is a long, tall triangle. There's a 60-degree sextile aspect at the base, and then the sides are 150-degree, more tense aspects. Quincunx are also known as inconjunct. The basic idea of a yod is it takes the energy that is created at that base and forces it up through tension to the energy created at the top. And yods are always interpreted in astrology as having some kind of fatedness to them, a destiny that is baked into the sky. And this is why I think I've been so emotional today, because I'm feeling what this chart is showing and have been through it, through this situation. Pluto, the nuclear transformation. Pluto in Aquarius. In fact, I was just reflecting on the fact in my own family, and I had a conversation with one of my family members this week. It was very emotional. But I said, I'm done talking about it. We're not talking about the specifics of this situation anymore. You can go back and listen to what's there. Done with discussing it, but not done with the lessons, because everything that happened, I just feel like the poster boy of this eclipse season. Everything that's being reflected in this chart, even the house positions, have unfolded in this situation. One of the characteristics that I've observed in my own acquaintances and family, especially with Aquarians, is to shut you out and see that energy is prevailing over this. So if somebody in your own life is separating or causing distance, a lot of it could be around that Pluto in Aquarius. And remember, Pluto's sitting at 1 degree, 0 degrees. It's getting ready to go to 2 degrees and then flip around and go back into retrograde, retrace back into Capricorn. It's just amplifying every sign change is in some kind of way tied to Pluto. The whole chart, basically. Because everything has to move into its sign, has to cross the gate of Pluto's bridge at Aquarius. So the whole theme of everything right now is transformation. And Pluto's main tools for transformation are death and rebirth. On the other side of the base, the Sun-Neptune, there's the aggression as the Sun entered Aries. There's that warrior conflict aggression theme that can emerge. And then Neptune, of course, around spirituality. And that's this big world event. I don't have time to go into it now, but it is purely based on spiritual war and spiritual prophecy. But it is big, and it is reflected in this yod. That the fact that the moon is at the top of this yod, especially within 2 days of the eclipse, is far more than just sinking it into our emotions or our inner life, our Cancer crab domain. This is tying it to the eclipse, no doubt. The moon today is in the early degrees of Virgo, setting its last transit up before it moves into Libra on Sunday for the eclipse. And even that has some special notes around it, because the moon enters Libra at 4:37 Sunday afternoon Eastern. After a 4 3/4 hour void, of course, and its last aspect before entering Libra is an opposition to Neptune. Steve Forrest goes into incredible detail, a whole chapter dedicated to just this in the Book of the Moon. The audiobook just came out, Audible and iTunes, if you'd like to pick it up. You don't need an Audible subscription. I do get royalties from it, so it helps support the podcast. I hope you'll consider that and listen to that chapter, and you'll get the full explanation of what we're talking about here. But the last aspect before the moon goes void, of course, seasons the transit that was being completed by that void, of course. And also interesting that on Tuesday of next week, the moon leaves Libra and enters Scorpio, and that last aspect is also in opposition, this time to Mercury. So we have here Neptune, spiritual challenge, opposition, tension. There we have communication challenge, opposition, tension. And that's exactly what this one yod is showing. Now, the slower moving yod that lasts through the eclipse has the south node at the top, the south node in Libra. The moon, yes, will be moving in toward that south node, not quite getting there by eclipse time, but it's moving toward it. So the south node with the moon moving in at the top. You see the correlation? This is absolutely fascinating stuff. Jupiter is on one side of the base and Saturn and Venus are on the other. And I correlate Venus a lot with home. I don't know why. I know Cancer rules the, in zodiacal order, rules the fourth house. But Venus is all about relationships, and relationships are the construct of a home. If you don't have good relationships in the home, you don't have a good home. If you have great relationships in the home, then you have a really solid, tight home. So it's almost like they go together, and that's where I think of Venus also representing love, that if we don't have love in that area, we're going to have conflict. And right now, in this yod, Venus is pulling away from Saturn. My situation happened when Venus was getting ready to conjoin Saturn. All of that is happening in Pisces, and today we're adding Mars to the mix because tonight at 7:47 Eastern PM, Mars enters Pisces. And with that yod in the space, as we're moving toward the eclipse, Mars will be moving toward Saturn. I think what I've decided to do is I'm going to record a video on all this because it is so important, and I want to cover this thoroughly, and I want to make sure that it's all included in from all of my notes, and it is going to take some time to unpack this, and it would be good to look at the chart together. So I'm going to do a video, and I'll have it posted to the website. I'm going to do it for a modest nominal fee, but just something that can help support this effort and mutual exchange. So that will be available as soon as I can get that cut and posted. Finally, in wrapping up today, I'd like to say that the Sedona trip is a definite maybe. I'm going to try to do it. I am going to try to do it and make every best effort. The only thing that would hold me back is if the health is just not quite there. But that would be the weekend before and the day of the solar eclipse. That's the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and then April 8th. To just converge jointly. So the thing to do is to send me an email through the chat bot. I've already sent out an email, and I didn't have any of you, if you didn't get it, check your spam box, because I put some details in there of what I'm thinking we can do on that. But yeah, I'm going to try to go hang out in Sedona. And basically, bottom line, here's the deal. Get yourself there and we'll connect, all right? We'll facilitate a mutual connection point. And we can get together and hang out, do some hiking on the weekend, eat together, do maybe some yoga, some meditating, certainly just enjoying Sedona for the solar eclipse on April 8th. But hit me up in the email with the chat bot there on funastrology.com and I'll be in touch by email. All right. Have a great one. Merriman tomorrow. Probably we'll just roll everything into this video. I think that's a better idea and a better platform. And then we'll be back for Level Up on Sunday, here again Monday for the special Eclipse edition. Have a great one. I love you. Bye-bye.